gone. My baby's gone away.
My baby's gone and left me. My baby's gone away. My baby's gone, and she left me to stay. I know my baby's gone. I still remember the day she went away. That was the day that she left me to stay. I know my baby's gone. Angel, now I don't know why I want to be beside her, but I'm afraid to die. Baby's gone, baby's gone away. My baby's gone, and she left me to stay. Oh, 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 baby, please come back home. Won't you please come home? Won't you please come home? Whoa,
whoa, yeah. My baby's gone. My baby's gone away.
Okay, it's happening. The fuzz is happening right now. 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Mike the Distortionist talking to you. And I know everybody's talking at you and you can't understand a word they're saying or something like that. I don't quite remember precisely how the lyric goes. But the fuzz, it's here right now. It's happening. We just heard Gone. The song's called Death of an Angel. We heard another song by Gone last week. It's a band from Iowa. We heard their song, Don't Need Your Lovin'. And that's a pretty good song. This was also a pretty good song. I believe those two were recorded at the same time in 1966 and weren't released until 85 on their self-titled release, Gone. And they are most well-known for their song, Blackout of Greeley. Today we got a lot of like Valentine's Day episode overflow because I really over-prepared last week. So you might notice some of that theme today, but then we also just got kind of random stuff in here, you know what I mean? Such as The Human Expression, their song Every Night. We've heard quite a few songs from The Human Expression before. It's a good band. They were active from 1966 to 1967 in Los Angeles. They released three singles during that time, and this one, Every Night, is probably the most well-known. After that, we're going to hear The Black Ravens, Wipe Those Teardrops is the name of the song. It was a B-side to their 1966 single, Young Love, on B&R Records, and they were from Maine. Then The Cyclones with She's No Good. This came out in December of 1965 on Lee Records, and they were from Pennsylvania. They had another single called It's All Right, which is well praised, and they used to play at a local roller rink in their town, from what I hear. That was St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. And then after that, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by The Fairies, a 1964 single on Decca. This song was originally written by Bob Dylan, old Bobby Dill, sitting in the mason jar. And that band, The Fairies, was from Essex. We're going to hear another song from them later on, towards the end of the show, too. But yeah, they were originally known as Dane Stevens and the Deep Beats, according to this, you know, this note that I took. I think we got a good show lined up, and I hope you're ready. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. Otherwise, stick around for the music. It's going to be a good one. Yes, indeed. And I woke up early today, so I have high mental acuity, and I hope you can tell. But I'm also sleep-deprived, so maybe I don't. Here's the human expression with Every Night. Thank you.
Alone and blue, like your baby did to you.
I shouldn't tell you not to cry. Take a look in my eyes and cry. Those teardrops from your eyes.
Something you think twice, it's alright.
And Co. With their 1968 self-published single, My Baby Don't Care. They were from Florence, Kentucky, and were active from the years 1966 until 1970. The Wanted and Co. That was a little bit of a moody garage rock ballad, of which there are many. Coming up, we have a couple of songs by the band We the People. And actually, last Friday, just before Valentine's Day, their songwriter and guitarist, Wayne Proctor, passed away. And this band is almost revered by garage rock enthusiasts. and they are quite good. So we got a couple songs by We the People. First up is In the Past. You may recognize it. It's one of their more well-known tracks. And that came out in 1966. And then following that will be another 66 single called Mirror of Your Mind. And this band was from Orlando. Mirror of Your Mind was actually written by Tom Talton, who was the second guitarist. And he also went on to work with the Allman Brothers. And he played in another band called Cowboy later on. Following that, we're going to hear from The Initial Shock, another band we've heard before. This song is You've Been a Long Time Coming. That was a 1967 single on BFD Records, whatever that stands for. They were initially formed in 1966 as The Chosen Few. They were from Missoula, Montana, and moved to San Francisco after rebranding in 67. The song we've heard previously by them was called Mind Disaster. Then we're going to hear a song called No More White Horses by Please. So they're asking nicely. And this was recorded sometime in 1968 or 1969. And the reason I know that is because it featured on the 1996 compilation 1968-69, where all the music was recorded between 1968 and 1969. There's a lot of numbers going around right now, and I'm sorry. And that was with Essex Records. The band formed in Germany by Englishmen who returned to their homeland together. And there were no official releases during their active years. And then after that, we're going to hear a caller request, a song we all know and love, She's Not There by The Zombies. And I was asked to play this for the Valentine's Day episode, and I failed you. I'm sorry. But here it is. It's a great song. Yeah, The Zombies formed in 1961 in Hertfordshire in England. And this song first released as a single on Decca in 1964. But before we get into all that, We the People, here's In the Past and Mirror of Your Mind. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Toodaloo.
Try someone told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Baby,
And I know some of you might be confused right now. I've heard that before, but it didn't sound quite right. That was Rocky Erickson's band before 13th Floor Elevators. That was the Spades, their version of You're Gonna Miss Me from 1965. Yes, indeed. Coming up, we got Little Willie and the Adolescents. Sort of a funny band name there. This single came out in 1966 on Tenor. It's called Get Out of My Life, and they were from Orlando. We're hearing a few bands from Florida today, and Orlando specifically. But this song, Get Out of My Life, as well as Every Night, which we heard at the beginning of the show, were both covered by a band that I've talked about numerous times before called The Suburban Nightmare. And more of you probably know them as Dwarves, as like a hardcore punk band that kind of popped off in the 90s. But I really liked their work as Suburban Nightmare when they were doing this oozy surf garage punk thing, and it was really cool. And they did a lot of garage covers. So certain songs like Get Out of My Life and Every Night and other songs we've heard before, I heard it first through their covers. And other punk bands covering old garage songs. After Little Willie, we're going to hear two songs by the Lazy Eggs. The first one's called Poor Boys Always Weep. This was a 1967 single. It was the B-side to I'm a Clown on Enterprise. This song, similar thematically, perhaps to the Standells, Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. And then another song by the Lazy Eggs, As Long As I Have You, B-side to their 1965 single, I'm Gonna Love You, on Enterprise. And they were from Detroit. Then we're going to hear More or Less, M-O-O-R-E, More or Less. Their song Crying for Love, it came out in 1968 on Buddy Records. They were from Clearfield, Pennsylvania. And the nucleus of the band was two brothers, Bill and Barry Moore. And we've heard from them before as well. And then after that, the Tree Stumps with their song Jenny Lee came out in 1966, the B-side to their single Listen to Love. The Tree Stumps, they were active from 63 to 68 in Fairview Park, Ohio, but this single was the only release by the band. Yes, indeed. I appreciate those who have called in. I love hearing from you guys. I hope you're enjoying the Saturday, you know? I hope you're enjoying the music, you know what I mean? I will say I won't be here next week, Saturday the 28th. I will be at a work conference at the South Central Writing Centers Association. I am a writing, written, and spoken communication coach on campus, so I'll be there speaking about multimodality. Yes, you heard me right. Here's Little Willie and the Adolescents.
Walk into the big idea, you can walk all over me, child. Just cause you got a big fat guy don't mean you own the world. I got news, child, it ain't gonna sound so good to you. You don't own nothing, baby, not even a small bit of me. So honey, do me a favor, just one small thing. Get out of my life. What makes you think you're so good you can spread things around? Things on you. So do me a favor, shut your big mouth. Stop spreading those lies you know ain't true, child. And please, do me one more thing. Please, honey, get out of my life. Get out of my life. taking off like a kite. I don't dig the scene anymore. I'm splitting, baby. I got my guitar tuned and I'm getting the heck out of your child. Go, baby, go, go. I get out. Get out of my life, child. Go on. Get out. Get out, child.
Some kind of spell on me. Someone help me, please set me free. Crying for love, yeah.
gun, looking, walking, running around, searching for a love to be found. Yeah, crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Looking, walking, running around, searching for a love to be found. Yeah, crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah. Crying for love, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That song was called The Train by the Mercy Sounds. It was the third and final single release by this band from Bay St. Louis. The name of the band, the Mercy Sounds, refers to the early 60s Liverpool beat sound in the UK. But as I mentioned, the band was from Bay St. Louis. And that single was released in 1967 on Montel Michel. Coming up, we're going to hear some more music, if you would believe it. We're pretty much halfway through the show right now. And if you're wondering, what show is that? What are you even talking about? Well, I'll tell you. It's The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. So there you go. And if you're not feeling the fuzz buzz, just keep listening. Coming up, we're going to hear from Evil Incorporated, or the Evil Incorporated group. Their song is called Hey You. It's a 1967 single on Scene Records. They were from West Virginia. There was another band from Florida called Evil that was active around the same time. And to me, that's a really interesting band because they broke up when 3 out of 4 of the members got drafted into Vietnam. But they all made it home. Following that, we're going to hear from The Models. We heard their cover of Bend Me, Shape Me maybe a month or two ago. This is the B-side to that cover. Oh, I'm sorry. Bend Me, Shape Me, I believe, was their song, and the American Breed covered it and popularized it. Although maybe somebody else wrote it. I'm not certain. But this is the B-side to their version of Bend Me, Shape Me. It's called In a World of Pretty Faces. It was released July 1967, which I believe is the same month that Sgt. Pepper came out, either June or July. And this was on MGM Records. The band was two actual models, including Price is Right model Janice Pennington. They were from Hollywood, if you could believe. Following that, a band called Express. The song's called Wasting My Time. This was recorded in the mid-60s, but it featured on the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 1 on Big Beat Records that released in 2001. And they were from Norman, Oklahoma, which is where I frequently visit. They formed in 1962, originally known as the Juveniles, but they rebranded to Express and moved to Portland in 1964. Then we're going to hear The Action, Follow Me, an English mod rock beat band originally known as The Boys. We've heard plenty of songs by them. This was recorded sometime in 67 or 68, but wasn't released until the 1995 compilation Brain. And then a song called I Can't Take It by The Bearings, and hopefully they're not load-bearing bearings because they can't take it. That was a 1966 B-side to their single, Anything You Want on Pyramid. They were from Lumberton, North Carolina. But first, Evil Incorporated with Hey You.
Hey you, what you doing to me? Go away and let me be, please girl. Don't you do it no more, hey you. Hey you,
can't sleep at night, I'm blue.
You are real. I can't take it. I can't.
In the Back of My Mind is the name of that song by the Brass Toad. It was a 1969 single on a label called Two Worlds. The Brass Toad was from Texas, and this was the only single release of theirs. It's pretty good if you ask me, you know? I like it. I think we had a few pretty good songs we just blasted through right now. And on that topic, I am making the playlist. This is something I always forget to talk about, but there will be a playlist posted the same day, at the very least. Usually, I'm trying to do it during or after the show, of every song that gets played. So if you just look up The Fuzz, LSU, Mike the Distortionist, something like that, whatever keywords you want, you'll be able to find every episode and the date and the list of songs that were played. Songs such as I'm Wanting Her by The Bush, a 1966 single on Highback from Rialto, California. That's coming up next. They were also known as The Bushmen. Following that will be The Conductors, with a song called She Said So. It was the B-side to their 1967 single, Whatever's in Your Smile, on a label called Dater. They were from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That was April 1967. Then, The Deadbeats with their song Hungry Monday. It was a B-side to their 1966 single, Will You Love Me, on Croquette Records. And that was a band from New Hampshire. And then The Legions with She's Gone. This was recorded in 1965, unreleased at the time, but later released on an Italian compilation called Today Is Just Tomorrow's Yesterday, Volume 2. And I didn't write the year down, but I'm pretty sure it was 2001. It might have been like 2004 or 2005. Actually, yeah, I think it was like 2005. But Today Is Just Tomorrow's Yesterday. I just heard about this comp series the other day, and it's pretty good. They were from Pennsylvania, The Legions. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. We also have an announcement about the fundraiser kickoff. It'll be March 15th in Beauvoir Park from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Stay tuned about the fundraiser. They'll be doing announcements throughout the week. On that, but the situation at hand, The Bush, I'm Wanting Her, 1966, from Rialto, California. Here it is. Thank you.
down, you turn around, you're doing something else because you said so. You gotta break through, you stand on your own two feet, stop doing the things that you don't wanna do just because you said so. Yeah, said so, said so, said so. Stay home and watch your house tonight because you said so. But I tell you, it's time you stood up and said everything's not right because you said so. You gotta break through, stand on your own two feet, doing the things that you don't wanna do just because you said so. Yeah, but I tell you, you said so. Say that everything's not right because you said so. You better break through, stand on your own two feet, stop doing the things that you don't want to do just because you said so. Yeah, I want to tell you, she said so. Wow, yes, she said so. Oh, I'm going to hurt on you, baby. She said so. Yes, I want to tell you, she said so. I'm going to hurt you.
Holy and holy Monday,
Was a band called The Monocles. They were from Greeley in Colorado. The song was called Psychedelic, That's Where It's At, in parentheses. And I gotta say, I agree. That was recorded in 1966, and it featured on a compilation called The Spider, The Fly, and The Boogeyman on Gearfab Records in 2008. And Gearfab has done quite a few really good garage psych comps throughout the late 90s and the 2000s, including their Psychedelic States series. And we're going to hear a song off of one of the Psychedelic States albums in a minute here. But coming up, we have one more song by We the People. It's called Half of Wednesday, and it featured on the Declaration of Independence comp from 1993. Following that, The Rain. And who loves The Rain? I mean, who cares that it makes flowers and that it makes showers? This guy. That song's called I'm Free by The Rain. 1969 on Canwick Records. They were from Wichita, Kansas. Then The Satisfied Minds with I Can't Take It. 1968 on Plato. That was on Gearfab Psychedelic States West Virginia comp. And then The Journeyman with She's Sorry. April 1967 on Boss from Brunswick, Ohio. Then Don't Mind by The Fairies. We heard them earlier with their song Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, the Bob Dylan cover. Bobby Dill sitting in the mason jar next to the okra. And then we're going to hear Square Room by Them, which is a 10-minute song. And we've been hearing Them kind of a lot lately because they're excellent. I mean, that is the only reason why. So that'll be about 20 minutes, 18 minutes of music coming up, which means this is the last talk break of the episode. We're almost at the end of the show. And I might have like a little gap at the end, so I might sneak in a secret extra mystery song, secret bonus song. If you have a suggestion, you could call in, see what's in, you know, maybe I have something. Maybe I'll play the Kinks, you know, till the end of the day, all of the day and all of the night. Who will be the next in line? Those are songs I have. I've been listening to the Kinks all morning before I came in, actually. One of my favorite bands ever. Top three, for sure. Yeah. As I mentioned before, I will not be here next week, the 28th, but I will be here the following Saturday, which I believe is March 7th? Yeah, I guess so. I'll be here March 7th. And hopefully you'll be here too. I'll be waiting for you. Thank you. I really hope you enjoy the show today. I think it's a good one. I think we really picked up towards the end here. Otherwise, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Here's Half of Wednesday by We the People.
You see by now, I'll get to you soon. if you want me to. So if I stay around, please don't tie me down. I'm just me, I'm free.
Felt that it wasn't fair. Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.